Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jim Brewer.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing. I'm getting excited about some of the things we were talking about. My whole I had a lot of hours on a plane, and now I'm like, I'm start writing that down. This might really go down, and then it looks like that. Then we video it that way. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. So, yes, I'm. This is one of those. You know what? I'll start off like this. So once in a while, you really got to check in with your buddies. Have you checked in with any buddies?
Oh yeah, I check on my buddies all the time.
You got to check in with your buddies. So. Listen, this is pre-taped. Well, I don't know if we keep that in up, but I'm now able to, what I think, see all distractions. Like, you know, the submarine is going on. It's, the indictments, whatever is on a cycle from multiple days. I think a lot of people are starting to learn that that's this hand right here. Hey, submarine. Hey, keep watching. We almost found them. Hold on. I think they only got like, we gotta find them in 6 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours. You know how many people I saw while I was flying just like captivate in the gym? They start in a game and they'll just sit there and start staring. You have to start acknowledging the power of that. Watch strangers watch the news. Just and it'll stop you, right? You'd be eating an egg sandwich and all of a sudden you're engulfed. And they got you just like any other story. It's like a movie coming your way. Bam, bam, bam. This summer, a submarine full of really rich people go down to the Titanic. Gun, 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 gun. However, problems down below. Dun, 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 dun. And now all of a sudden it's a 7-part series. So when that's going down, what I found was that's when you need to turn it all off. What's really going on? You don't even have to try to figure out what's really going on. Just know whatever that is. Are they buying this? How long was the viewership going? How long have we had them consistently? Can we have another five? Hey, Pfizer, this has been 7 straight minutes. What about ships going down? You want to invest in that? So the minute you start catching on to that, it's comical when you start seeing all the other things that are going on that are not in the news. So just take that lesson. And when that's going on, you got to turn it off. Call one of your buddies, which is what I did, and today's a buddy day, and you're gonna like it because you know this buddy. We're gonna call Shaka.
Jimbo,
you're on.
Now I'm here. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome. Where are you? You in a van? Where are you?
Right now I'm in a U-Haul van because I am setting up sound and video at this big shindig. Right, they do it like. It's like this huge thing. It looks like, you know, like the president's coming here.
It's huge. Are you singing there?
No. I'm just the sound engineer. Sound and lights. Yeah. We got like a video guy and I'm the sound engineer. But it's fucking pouring rain.
Uh-oh. So now what?
So
a gymnasium?
Yeah, they have a gymnasium, right? So they, so first they go, yeah, okay, set all your shit up outside, right? So we start setting up. And they're like, no, we're going to do it inside. Okay, great. So we tear stuff down. They go, but we already have another crew setting up inside. So we want the option. So set your shit up outside again. So this has so been
gotta,
one of those.
Yeah. So you got to set it up in the rain. When do you need it up?
Right, like? Tear it down. I'm not worried because it's going to be freaking pouring rain, and this is just like for show, you know. But you know,
hey, I heard
it's on the clock, as Larry would say. I'm on the clock.
I heard right. two fans came to see you.
Yes, Christine, and what was her friend's name?
Christine too.
Was it Christine? Okay, it doesn't matter. But how cool? How cool was that? You know.
Yes, it was cool. But you were like, I didn't like the gig I was at, or whatever.
No, yeah, they came to like the lamest gig that I do. It was like a restaurant gig, and I'm outside the restaurant in front. Like they just set up tables, you know, kind of like what they did in COVID, but they do it.
Yes.
Right, yeah, right. Like, so I'm just outside playing. Yeah. Right, I'm just outside playing. Yeah, just Beatles and stuff, and just playing to people having dinner. You know, it's working for a living. Yeah.
You like? I agree. You like that nighttime gig. The nighttime gig is when.
Oh, I love.
Crush it.
Yeah, I love a good old bar. You know, so, just a good old bar gig where people are just drunk and singing and getting rowdy. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we do this? How about August 5th? If you're free, come, because the last couple times at the Paramount, I would have like a local guy go up, but you would murder going up first.
I can't wait. I'm in.
Dude, you do that, right?
It'll be, you're in? Hell yeah, man. It'll be fun. I'll get everybody singing.
Oh, dude, I know you're going to get everyone singing. People, you don't understand. The first time I saw, well, not the first time, but remember when you were down in Orlando? What was that? What was that celebration?
Oh, JJ Whispers.
JJ Whispers.
I was just thinking about that yesterday. Why was I just thinking? Maybe because we're having this conversation today.
Yeah, how old were you?
23.
Right. I think we were 23 years old. JJ Whispers.
Yeah.
Your hair was like down the middle of your back.
Yeah.
Long hair.
Yeah. I had hair.
I had like Capizio pants. I had shirt.
That's right.
Wait.
Spandex was the pants. I think Capizio was the shoes.
Yes. Right? No, you're right. Well, I don't know. I had some type of. I almost like the MC Hammer pants. The MC Hammer pants.
Yeah, anyway. I used to wear those too. Not that I'm bragging. All right.
So now we'll have Christina see, because Christina always goes to those Paramount shows. Now we'll do it right, dude. I may not be able to follow you. Don't get him too nuts up. Don't get him singing old Billy.
I think
Joel
you'd be all right.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Oh,
dude, that's gonna be fun. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, we'll figure out the details.
All right,
like what time and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure all that out. But like, are you able to hang that night too afterwards?
Sure. Yeah. Maybe we'll get up and rock out. We'll do a little encore, like a little singing. You know. Ooh. Now we're talking. Mm.
We'll see. Don't get it. See now you'll get everyone hopped up that's listening, and then like, Brewer, you gotta do all right, mate. That was not on my radar.
Yeah, that was right. That was just me talking out my ass.
But that's right. That's right. If the timing, whatever, whatever. But definitely you'll be there, you crush, and we're gonna hang.
Nice.
All right. By the way, thank you. You sent me a video today, which is what I'm going to get into right now.
Hold on a second. Before you get into that, you were talking about the you were talking about the submarine thing, right?
Yeah. I don't mean now, the laugh. God forbid the real and it passed away. And
hold on a second, though. Wait. But I, something got sent to me that kind of made me say the whole thing was bullshit, because there was a, like, these billionaires, right? And this the one billionaire, the story I heard, I don't know if it's real, I don't know if it's not, I don't, you know, it's probably all bullshit, but the one guy, yes, because the guy that the billionaire that supposedly went down with the ship,
yeah,
was the CEO of the railroad company that whole thing in Ohio. What was it, Palestine, Ohio, right? Yeah, with the whole train. The whole train thing, right? Supposedly, yep. It was that guy that just, you know, oh, happened. Now he's like, in witness protection or something. Yeah, yeah. Now he's, I don't know. But anyway, that's a story I heard, which would be interesting because, you know, these guys do stuff like that. You know, like he someone gets sentenced to life in prison. They're a billionaire, right? Oh, right. What happened with that? You remember in California, the power company, the power company did some shenanigans about 10 years ago, and finally they sued, and the billionaire company owner was supposed to go to jail for life, and he has a heart attack the day before.
Whoops.
Oops.
Oh,
Oops.
Timing. Incredible.
Yeah, I know.
God works in funny ways.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good place.
Yeah, he has a place called Heaven Fiji is where he was sent to.
Exactly. With all the other bananas.
Right.
Hey, I thought you went down a submarine. No. Stop it.
Mandela.
You sent me this Mandela video, and you really inspired me, because he says something. I now see this on a whole different level. I mean, I already was a little suspicious, just the way the world. I didn't know anything about Mandela. All I know is he was in jail, and apartheid. I couldn't even tell you, and neither can a lot of people. Unfortunately, go, oh, apartheid is blah blah blah. You know, is it slavery? Is it the whites only? Like, what is part? It's just this injustice. That's the way. That's my knowledge of Nelson Mandela. But now, as I get older, and I really, study him, and guys like Muammar Gaddafi, who we'll get into, this speech is mind-boggling. What he says here. And I want to see if you get the same thing that I got out of it. Are you got time to hang, or you got to roll?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. So let me set this up for everyone. Nelson Mandela, he's giving a speech in front of, who is he in front of? Do you know?
I think he came to America, right? And
yes.
So it was like, I don't know exactly, but it was a crowd of international and American media and celebrities and blah blah blah. Maybe he was being celebrated or something, right?
Right. And then they throw that and they go at him.
Just
watch it. And we'll comment on it.
Let us move on to our next questioner.
Oh, and they get over there. Ted,
welcome to America, Mr. Mandela. I'm Ken Edelman. Those of us who share your struggle for human rights and against apartheid have been somewhat disappointed by the models of human rights that you have held up since being released in jail. You've met over the last 6 months three times with Yasser Arafat, who you have praised. You have told Gaddafi that you share the view and applaud him on his record of human rights and his drive for freedom and peace around the world. And you have praised Fidel Castro as a leader of human rights and said that Cuba was one of the countries that's head and shoulders above all other countries in human rights, despite the fact that documents at the United Nations and elsewhere show that Cuba is one of the worst. I was just wondering, are these your models of leaders of human rights? And if so, would you want a Gaddafi or an Arafat or a Castro to be a future president of South Africa?
One of the mistakes which some political analysts make is to think that their enemies should be our enemies.
Stop that right there. Stop.
Huge.
A powerful and, quite frankly, correct statement.
Yeah.
Let's pretend that's not Nelson. Nelson Mandela. All right, because people still in the mind that either they're like, oh, he's black, or hey, he's African, or hey, he's a political blah blah blah.
And you're not going to tell him to work as good as us.
Good.
You got to go.
No, go ahead. No. It's okay. Someone just came up to me. Go.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. So, with that said, this guy, I got thrown off for a second. So, he says, just because you have enemies, certain enemies, you should not expect that they should be my enemies too. And I'll give you a human being example. All right. We all have family. Okay. We all have family. Some family go through divorce. Some families go through alcoholism. Every family goes through a death, whatever it is. And things shift. And then all of a sudden this one is in a feud with let's take brothers, three brothers. Two of the brothers are in a nasty feud. They hate each other. They don't even talk to each other anymore. And perhaps one of the brother has a better reason than the other brother. But the third brother's like, hey, man, yeah, I love the two of you guys. I mean, don't involve me with this feud. I want to spend time with you because you never done anything to me. And you never did anything to me. So why can't I share the love? That's a powerful statement, what he said. He basically said, hey, just because they're your enemies,
right,
doesn't make it our enemy. Now, he says something even more interesting. You have anything to say about that, Jim?
Yeah, well, there was a couple of things. Yeah, one thing was that it's so funny. Like, now that we've kind of been exposed to all these things over the past couple of years, like the United Nations, and like the first of all, how the news is so fake, right? So here's this American news reporter, right? And he's like, it's been proven that that Castro, you know, by the United Nations.
Yes.
Right.
And if you look at how they do this, this is how they do it. The first thing they do is they get perhaps the most respected, trusted news anchor, Ted Koppel. And Ted Koppel is famous and he writes books. And you know who he is because he's in your living room every single night because he knows how to sell our scripts. Okay, so they present him, which immediately people are like, well, it's Ted Koppel, so this has got to be where he comes from is the absolute best. Then they go from that to, now let's introduce someone who looks extremely successful and extremely important, clean-cut, well-spoken, and goddamn educated.
Right.
Take it away.
And you notice his first words were, when you got out of jail, black guy.
Well, I'm not even. Yeah, I don't even think he's even. I want everyone to take that out. Don't even think black. I don't want to think black. I don't even want to think there's black. I just think because it's more important what he says. Right. But yes. This is exactly what you're absolutely right. He's like, these bitches cut some chains and they're going to have to be taken advantage of that the world to say. You send it, Ted Koppel. Ted, you sell this. All right. Now he goes to the salesman and that guy gets up and he goes, the first thing he says, he goes, we share your atrocities that you've lived. Like this guy, the worst thing he's ever lived is not having enough sugar for his tea. Okay?
Right.
So with that said, he starts off going, hey, listen, sorry what happened. However, that's basically what he said. That's he could have cut to just that. Play the next part. This is hilarious. Dude. Like he just said, your enemy's not my enemy, bro. That's your enemy. Come on. He's focused.
That we can and we will never do. We have our own struggle, which we are conducting. We are grateful to the world for supporting our struggle. But nevertheless, we are an independent organization with its own policy. And the attitude of every country towards, our attitude towards any country is determined by the attitude of that country to our struggle.
Stop right there. Right there. So he basically just said, hey, listen, with all due respect, thank you for, they love this word, supporting you. We,
right.
We support you. We support genocide. We support when you, when we also got Uganda to slaughter themselves. We support that horror for you. So sorry. One of our crazy games. Clinton, can we set up a foundation or a museum for the Ugandan people? Okay, thanks.
Right.
We need a, here, have cigars, everyone. We support. He basically says, hey, thanks for your support. But we're closest with the people that were really, really trying to help us out.
Right, sending and help. Yeah.
That sent.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I was in Uganda. He's not in Uganda, but I was in Uganda where there's a whole memorial set up. Yeah, I think the Clintons are behind it because that's when it happened during the Clinton. And Clinton was there, and the Ugandans had one of the worst genocides in history.
Right.
And they were just, they basically went there and they got each tribe to fight each other through propaganda. Hey, these guys said your mother's a whore. What? Yeah. And these guys, notice how their noses are big? You're way big hunting. If one for them, they're screwing up the ecosystem. And they started, so they got them to the point where like, you're not vaccinated, then we're going to kill you. But they really went for the killing.
Divide and conquer.
This guy basically said, hey, thanks for your support while, However, these are the people that helped me. I don't know what your beef is, but these people helped me. And quite frankly, I'm not going to come running to you because you weren't there. You're just setting up Mr. Ted Koppel and your television brainwashing as people sit in their chairs staring, believing how almighty, wonderful, beautiful life is.
You know what, though?
It was amazing.
When he said the people he said, Fidel Castro, like most Americans, you hear that word, you think bad guy, like it's a gut reaction, right? Or Muammar Gaddafi, bad guy.
Yes.
Go.
Yes. But now, and yes, Afrin, the only one I'm confused by is the Castro. I don't know enough about it, meaning, from what I understand, the Cubans that live in Florida, they don't like Castro. They hate him. So I don't know what happened with them. But yes, the Castro never, I don't know enough about Castro. But the more I learned about Gaddafi.
Right.
And yes, the Arafat, the more I was like, oh my God. I got a clip about Muammar Gaddafi too, which was the long-lived painting. But anyway, play the rest of his thing. It is, it's almost like he's saying they're challenging him in front of the world. And he said, I don't care what I already see what you're capable of. You're vicious. And you tell your people everything's cool while you slaughter mine and you get us to kill one another. And then you come over here and you want to like give me a shirt and some shoes and like promote it. Like what is going on over here? I just let you know, like, yeah, I'm not, but if you look, he's laser focused. Now again,
yeah,
I'm going on a video. I don't know do your own research. I don't know enough. Some people's heads are exploding like that guy. Why the fuck? Do your homework before you go nuts though. Cause I did.
But the first thing I thought of was, wow, now I know why they probably put him in jail. You know, because the guy just speaks like his truth without reservation. He just speaks his truth to whoever, you know.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Keep playing. Look at his face, man.
Yasser Arafat. Colonel Gaddafi, Fidel Castro, support our struggle to the hilt. There is no reason whatsoever why we should have any hesitation about hailing their commitment to human rights as they are being demanded in South Africa. Our attitude is based solely on the fact that they fully support the anti-apartheid struggle. They do not support it only in rhetoric. They are placing resources at our disposal for us to win the struggle.
How are you telling Funja?
That is the position.
That's huge. That's just huge. I love it.
Thanks for sending that video. I'm going to get into it more. All right, you got to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what were you going to say? Whatever happened to what?
Arafat. Did he get assassinated?
I'd have to look it up, but yeah.
We'll look it up. Thanks for hanging, bro.
All right, bro. Thank you. Sorry, I was in the middle of stuff. All right, I'll see you later.
Oh, good. Later. I think it makes it better.
All right, bye.
Later. Cool. And that stuff makes me wonder about, like, things I remember as a kid. Like, again, listen, I don't know anything about Castro, so I don't want to piss off any Cubans. You know, I piss off people. Someone's pissed somewhere. But I don't want to act like I know what I'm talking about, because I don't know what I'm talking about. all I do is analyze what I see and then what makes sense. And I see the show, you know, Ted Koppelman and this. And I remember Nelson Mandela being a bad guy. But you know who else was a very bad guy? Was Muammar Gaddafi. And one of my bits that people always call out for and one of their favorites is Long Live Paint, the Long Live Paint story. Because that was all about the time of Muammar Gaddafi. And Muammar Gaddafi, he's the head of Libya. I remember being young and my mom working for Pan Am being so angry, like vicious hate, wanted him dead because he bombed a passenger plane, a Scottish passenger plane. So he should rot in hell. And at least that's what they were showing us on the news, where you couldn't question anything. That's all you knew. So. And you don't know what the cause was or anything like that. But this, if you think about this, and listen, none of this is to, this is just for awareness. Just awareness. You know, so many people are still ingrained in the way certain cultures are, or the way certain people are, or the way certain... the circus, you gotta start breaking away from the circus. It's actually becomes more entertaining when you see it for what it is. It becomes the submarine was such a great aliens. There's such anything starts going on for 3-4 days, you have to start going on like the internet and everything to see what's really going on. All these, what law just got passed? What, who just got arrested? What do you mean? There's an impeachment going on? Like, what's going on? Wait. There's, you know, that sells, and anything with Trump sells.
Trump just got dragged out of his car. Trump is going to print.
They're still feeding on hate. It's a hate tube. It's a control tube. So Muammar Gaddafi. Play this other, now this is another thing. I'm not gonna lie to you, okay? I'm not gonna lie to you. Because we have to get past lying and pretending what we used to be and pretend it didn't exist. I guess I'll use the word racist when I was younger. Without a doubt. At the end of my street was all black. We were all white. If I went on that side, I'd be like, you lost white boy, and they come on our side, the whole neighborhood would stop and stare. Like, everyone was petrified because you watch the news. You think anyone black, they rape, they kill, they knock down old ladies, they take dogs, and they fight them, they fight and kill. Like, that's what you watched. So to go from that to as light as my journey went on in life, you start seeing things from different angles and understand things that maybe just may seem crazy. And so with that said, try to get by. I was gonna say Louis Farrakhan, when I was young, I think white people in general feared this man because he was portrayed as like the black, he's gonna rise up all the black community and they're gonna take us out machetes. They're taking us out. Farrakhan's got them all. He's doing a million black march. Oh my, I remember that. Just like, oh my god, this is the beginning. This is, you know, Chappelle used to kid around on stage and say these little things about, you know, it's a revolution. That's just for the black guys. And you're like, hey, you're just kidding. Like, whoa, is he serious? Is he not serious? So the point of it is, Farrakhan scared me to death. I thought he was hateful. I thought he was portrayed as hateful. But as I grew and I listened more to what is actually being said and some of the emotions and how would I feel in that position or whatever, but play this clip about Muammar Gaddafi. Long live paint!
They killed him because, listen to me real good, You touched my nerve with that question. Did you know that in Libya, nobody is homeless? Listen, everybody in Libya has either a home or an apartment. They call it a flat. Did you know education in Libya is free from kindergarten through college? And did you know that if a Libyan wanted to come to America to be educated, the government in Libya paid for their education? Did you know that? I was there when he opened a $500 million hospital with 18 theaters for operation. I was there, and we went when he was making their own medicines. See, this was a man that gave free medical attention to all the citizens of Libya. And if Libya did not offer that kind of medical attention, they could fly anywhere in the world and get it. And the Libyan government would pay for it. Did you know that? No, you didn't. Did you know that from the oil money, every Libyan citizen got a stipend every year? And did you know that that man had no debt? Everything in his country was paid for. See? Now, when you got a man that did that for an African nation and was trying to do that for all Africa, how do you think Europe felt about that?
I'll leave it up to you to figure out if that's true or not. I mean, I'm going to assume, I shouldn't assume, but a man of that status that's in the public eye with a lot of eyes on him, when he says the things he said about Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, and then you think about what's going on in the world today. The UN is globalization. That's what the UN is. That's what the UN is. The corporate monster, global, the war monster. We're here for peace. No, you're not. No, you're not. It just makes you wonder, that's all. And I'm not saying it's right. Definitely not saying it's right. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying maybe we should start taking a couple steps back. Put maybe pride aside. Why we celebrate anything for a month baffles my life. I'm not sure if there's too many things that are worth that long of a celebration. I don't know if anything's worth more than a day, let alone a month. Put aside whatever you hold on to so dearly and makes you have judgmental eyes, and take a couple step backs. And like I said, why would they? There's a lot of things going on right now. And all the conspiracy theorists about a lot of things they were saying the last few years and then some. They are really coming to fruition. And maybe this is the Great Awakening. But with the Great Awakening, there has to come a new beginning. That's the key. We can talk Great Awakening all we want, but what's the beginning? Because you can't stay in the awakening. You have to then proceed. You have to move on. And hopefully the rules of the new will be truth and honor. Faith, truth, honor. Before we decide to go in and bomb a country or declare war on something and say Russia's the bad guy or the Ukraine's the bad guy. Who's the bad guy? No, who really? Who really are the bad guys? And if the bad guys live in your house that you grew up with your whole life and you trusted them, if one of your family members you knew was committing a heinous crime, heinous, however you categorize that, like heinous, like maybe like stuff you would have dark thoughts about, revenge about, how would you handle that? How would you handle that? How have you handled that? You just pretend it doesn't exist, even though you know it happens, as long as you're okay? How does that work? And what if that's where you live? What if that's the nation you're in? What if that's all you've ever known? So, just a little nugget today. I want to thank Shaka for bringing that out there. That was, you know, it's a great saying. It's one of my favorite all-time sayings, all right? And I don't know if it's the exact saying. One person can change the whole world for the better, as long as they don't give a damn who gets the credit. So, meaning, if that one person inspires or comes up with an idea to change the world for the better, and the world is starting to change for the better, but he's like, hey, man, that was my idea. Well, then you didn't do it for the right reason. I think we got to end with the self-righteousness. Really got to end with the self-righteousness. Hey, I did this. Hey, this, hey, that's, hey, one for me. I don't know. I would just really, yeah. Whatever it is, we're going to need it. It's going to get kooky. But let's continue to wake up. And again, do your own investigating. I don't know. You know, I have things that Farrakhan was saying. I don't know if they're true, but there are a lot of things he says that really are intriguing. And they make me think. And there's a lot of things that a lot of people say that make me think. I watched that. I highly suggest, if you still have not seen RFK Jr. and Rogan, I'm begging you to watch that entire podcast. I loved having him on my show. Loved him. Different angle. But what he got to put out there was just what humanity needs to hear, whether you want to hear it or not. Whether you still cannot let go of, I trust experts, I trust the specialists, I trust everyone on TV, I trust the news networks. Even if you do, just listen. Because this is the change. No one trusts any paid networks anymore. I don't. I'd rather listen to a conversation and see where they're coming from and be able to be open and honest, because you see when they're selling bullshit. You see when they're hitting their PowerPoints. You see what they're trying to sell. But I'm digging this new style of getting to know people. I really am. So with that said, all you new people out there, thanks for being around. I hope to see you guys live out there on tour. Got some stuff on the way. We'll see you in September at the True Brew Weekend in Sarasota. As it shows, it's a morning session. We got a rooftop party. It's great weather. Still some tickets left for that True Brew Weekend. Go to jimbrewer.com. A couple shows coming up. As Mike would say, Dunedin. I'm in Dunedin, Florida, or as Mike calls it, Dunedin. and some other ones. Go to jimbrewer.com. Thank you for hanging out at the Brewniverse. Mike, have a good one, buddy.
You too, man.
Bye.
Take a look around, and what do you see? Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast, and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you, I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.